Producer Steve here for the Regular Joe Show. Self-defense is a lot more than just open or conceal carry. Join my friends at ArmorUpfitters.com and use code REGULARJOE to get your 10% discount today. Please visit ArmorUpfitters.com and use code REGULARJOE to get your 10% discount today. Founded by U.S. Marine combat veteran Billy Gibbons, based in Belleville, Texas, Armor Upfitter manufactures bulletproof shields, curtains, and other ballistic protections to keep you and your loved ones safe should you find yourself in an active shooter situation. Some of their products: the Superhero, the super light wall art in the style of Captain America, that level 3 protection made in America. Only making 100. After they're gone, they're gone. The bullet and blast resist curtains. These are lightweight, custom, and made to order just for you. The bulletproof photo shield. What looks like a simple picture hanging on the wall is actually a level 3 plus protective shield. Multi-hit ballistic nanotechnology. It is art that can literally save your life. So please join me and the team here from the Regular Joe Show, and please go to ArmorUpfitters.com. Use code Regular Joe to get your 10% discount today.
Welcome back. Joe Gigante, Regular Joe, here with you. So we're looking at a 3 to possibly, it could be as much as a 3 to 5 year process to rebuild this bridge and get it going. And at the same token, you wonder the question, why in the world would the federal government say, why would the president say this should be on the federal government? Why should they be the ones doing it? Now, look, I brought up the simple fact that I hope they're not going to try to use this as a thinly veiled bailout for Baltimore and for that matter, the state of Maryland. When you have Joe Biden saying, well, we're going to give them whatever they want. Now, unless you think I'm being hyper-political and I'm being careless and callous and unfeeling, let me just read you a headline out of the Baltimore Sun today. Key bridge collapse will have lasting impact, including on state finances. So this is written by the Baltimore Sun staff. So don't look at me. They came up with this. They actually published it yesterday, the day this is all unfolding. Of course, they go through how terrible it was and how the bridge has been there for 47 years. But then they start playing the violin in the hopes of generating a concept that maybe the federal government could bail them out. Maybe there's money to be found. And then there are hills known as Capitol Hill, if they'll just send it our way. And to give you an idea of where they are, according to the Baltimore Banner, that's a local paper, published in December of last year, this particular article by Adam Willis, Baltimore could be facing a $1.8 billion budget deficit. This according to state government finance officials. $1.8 billion deficit. So there's no question they could use the money, and that money would be great. And we know they love to shuttle money places, especially if it means that they can sew up support in votes. So again, this is not just hyperbolic. It's a serious question, one that a very sharp eye will have to be kept on. Now, just to give you another point of reference, why could they be facing that $1.8 billion budget deficit? It's kind of an interesting number because it's an almost the same number as what they spend annually on the Baltimore City Public Schools. The Baltimore City Public School budget is $1.7 billion. That's not the entire state of Maryland. That's just Baltimore. That works out to be $22,424 per student that they're spending in public schools in Baltimore. Now, one doesn't have to look deeply to know that they're wasting a lot of money in the city of Baltimore. They're not churning out the next generation of Einsteins right now. The city is woefully declining. Crime is out of control. A series of terrible mayors has not helped at all. They've tried to essentially defund their police. They've driven out a number of longtime serving police officers who couldn't take the ridiculousness of it all. And again, a horrible tragedy, but under Rules for Radicals, maybe a wonderful opportunity to suck at the government teats.
The Regular Joe Show.